Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, the end of tax season is here just around the corner. So many people pay so much more than they need to, leave themselves to liabilities and more. Sometimes it's easy as incorporating. We have Nellie Acalp here. She's the founder CEO of CorpNet.com to talk about various tax benefits of incorporating and forming an LLC. She's going to explain what type of entities, which are the best benefits, and what types of business have a potential to get some tax savings. That's really, really important because the last thing you want to do leave it in the IRS's hands. Now, Nellie has helped tens of thousands of business owners to form LLCs, corporations, many of whom are registered for tax savings. She also has partnered with CPAs, bookkeepers, enrolled agents, and other financial professionals to help streamline their business formation, compliance for clients. You know what, Nellie, I want to thank you for being here. This is a really big episode for our listeners.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored. And the S-Corporation election deadline is right around the corner this year. It happens to fall on March 16, 2026. So lots of decisions to be made for tax savings that I'm ready to roll with giving that information to you and your audience.
Okay, let's just start with the first point. You know what? I know you and your husband running this business for 30 years, but everybody wants to know what got you into forming LLCs, helping people with compliance, tax stuff. I mean, you seem pretty excited, but quite frankly, taxes aren't that exciting.
You know, you're right. And I guess for us, it was, you know, we met in college. We soon found out we had very similar passions of wanting to become lawyers and go to law school. We went to law schools, different ones, of course. And we soon realized in our last year that the entry level salary for a law school graduate wasn't really going to suffice the type of lifestyle and living that we envisioned for ourselves back then. So in 1997, after we got married, we started our first company, which was a legal document filing service by the name of mycorporation.com. I'm no longer associated with that company today. We got acquired back in 2005 and exited that company. But that company was really the turning point for us getting into the legal filings game. And it was truly just an idea my husband had, which was why don't we really make the business filings process seamless and easy for entrepreneurs, business owners, accountants, business professionals, easier than what it is today. There's this misnomer that anytime you need to set up a corporation or LLC, you have to have it done by a lawyer, which is completely inaccurate. Save that money and use that money when you actually need a lawyer to get involved. But to simply file documents to bring a corporation or LLC into existence, it really can be done very seamlessly, easily, and at one iota and fraction of a price of what a lawyer would charge you. So we put our minds together. He's the visionary. I'm the executioner and the operations person. And our first company was formed and born. And fast forward to 2005, that company was acquired by a publicly traded company. And we took some time off to focus on our then growing twins, our third child. And we soon realized that we're too young, too passionate, and frankly, too bored to take on an early retirement. So CorpNet was born in 2009. And here we are in 2026. And I'm loving every minute of it. CorpNet is a new and improved version, a much different angle than our first company, and knock on wood, we're doing a phenomenal job making lots of changes within the entrepreneurs' world, within the business professionals' world, and really the brand statement really speaks for itself. We are an engine that can help an entrepreneur set up a company, keep it in compliance, grow it, manage their compliance in any of the 50 states, or if they happen to be a CPA, accountant, business, financial professional, or legal professional, we can do the same thing through a much higher kind of interaction with them and their clients, helping hundreds of thousands of their clients with the same business filing services on a higher level, and not only helping the advisor look good in front of their clients, but having that client have the peace of mind that their advisor is up to date with all the state requirements, the state rules, the nuances, everything that goes in and out of, you know, starting, running, and growing a business. Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the meat of it really quick here. So many people have businesses, don't realize what they can incorporate. And you know what? They just don't understand the tax benefits of incorporating or even forming an LLC or a C Corp. You know, what are the benefits that people would have? And maybe give some examples of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you'll see my dog in the background roaming around.
That's perfect.
He's my emotional support dog. He's actually my son's dog, but I happen to take care of him because I'm in love with him. So his name is Mondo. He happens to be our guest today too. Mm-hmm. Talking about entities and why would somebody really want to form a corporation or LLC really boils down to liability and asset protection. And when we're strictly talking about an LLC or an corporation or an S corp, whether we're using that C corp to be taxed as an S corp or an LLC taxed as an S corp, the biggest difference is how the business income is taxed. That's what it's boiling down to. But keep in mind that both can provide tax advantages, but they work really differently. But at the end of the day, if a business wants to take their current business entity from a sole proprietorship or partnership that has no asset protection, no legal protection, and put it in a formalized legal business entity, the main reason they're doing that is A, the business is at a point where it's producing a lot of income, or the business is, you know, potentially wanting to not expose themselves to liability where the business owner's personal assets, such as their house, their car, their savings accounts, you know, anything that's their personal assets is being exposed to that business. So how I like to break it down is when people and, you know, mainly business owners want to form a corporation or an LLC, it really boils down to the business as it's at a point where the business owner feels like they need liability protection, protection of assets. They may need additional funding. They may want to look like an established business entity in front of their clients and vendors. So those are the main benefits of why someone would want to incorporate or form an LLC. The S corporation specifically, I want to make it very clear on this podcast because there's a lot of confusion. An S corporation is not a type of business entity. It is a classification that is given by the IRS to a C corp or an LLC. So with an S corporation, it has to be formed as either a C corp or an LLC first. And then if the business owners, or we call them in the case of a corporation, a shareholder, or in the case of an LLC, a member, if they qualify and meet the requirements of the S corp as designated by the IRS, then they can fill out what is called IRS Form 2553 and make the election for that corporation or LLC to be seen as an S corp in the eyes of the IRS for tax purposes. So when we talk about tax, really, when somebody's considering, hey, should I have my corporation tax as an S corp or should I have my LLC tax as an S corp? It really boils down to how the business income is going to be taxed. And both can provide tax advantages, but they work very differently from each other. And what I mean by that is that with a corporation, a lot more formalities. With an LLC, very limited formalities. So what I'd like to do, one, I want to pause and make sure I've clearly explained this to you. And if you have any questions, if not, what I'd like to do is start by talking about the tax benefits of an LLC.
No, that's perfect. You know what? Folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve. We're going to talk about the tax benefits of incorporating.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I want to thank you for tuning in and I appreciate you letting your friends and families know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook at the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club. You can go check out Nellie's dog running a pack running right behind her. We want to get back to talking to Nellie about the benefits of incorporating. So, you know what, Nellie? This is a biggie. This is where, you know, this is the sizzle.
It's the sizzle, exactly. Thank you again for having me on the show. Hi, everyone. Nellie Acalp here, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com. For those of you who don't know who CorpNet is, we are a comprehensive, cost-effective legal document filing service that helps any of you, whether you're an entrepreneur or a business professional, with starting, growing, and keeping your business in compliance in all of the 50 states. Check out www.corpnet.com or follow us on all of the different social media channels, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. But I'm really excited to be here and let's talk about the benefits of incorporating. As I mentioned in our last segment, incorporation, whether it's forming a corp, that means forming a C corp, S corp, professional corporation, nonprofit corporation, it really boils down to liability and asset protection. Or whether you want to take the more simplest route of still getting that liability and asset protection, but without all of the paperwork or formalities, a lot of people opt for the LLC. So really what the benefits here are is tax savings, personal asset protection, liability protection, also added credibility and tax savings on so many different levels. So I want to start with the tax benefits of an LLC. An LLC, also referred to as a limited liability company, is a very flexible type of business entity for tax purposes. What we mean by this is that by default, LLC profits pass through to the owner's personal tax returns unless that LLC specifically elects with the IRS to be taxed as a corporation or an S corporation if they qualify. But just so you know, an LLC is a pass-through taxable entity. What do we mean by that? We mean that by default, LLC profits pass through the owner's personal tax returns, meaning that the business itself does not pay federal income tax. When we say the business itself does not pay federal income tax, what we're talking about is that the LLC itself is not getting taxed. The business owners of that LLC, by default, if it's a single member LLC, by default, that LLC will be taxed as a sole proprietorship. If it's a multi-member LLC, by default, that LLC will be taxed as a partnership. However, the owners, we call them members in the case of an LLC, they have the flexibility to, instead of being treated as a disregarded entity, i.e. taxed as a sole proprietor or a partnership, to elect to be taxed as a C corp or an S corporation for tax purposes. So by default, you report profits on your personal return as an LLC, albeit it be a sole proprietor, single member LLC, or a multi-member LLC. What this avoids is double taxation. Let's talk about double taxation. Double taxation often is associated with a corporation. And what we mean by that is that the corporation pays taxes on the corporate level. And then once that corporation makes distributions to its shareholders, the shareholders get taxed again on the individual level. With a pass-through flow-through entity, in the case of an LLC, or an S-Corp, which we're going to be talking about in a minute, as a flow-through entity, the business itself does not get taxed. It flows through and it's taxed on the individual tax return of those business owners, thereby avoiding double taxation. Now, with an LLC, another benefit is that there's flexible tax elections. This is what I've been talking about all along. What do we mean by this? We mean that an LLC can be chosen to be taxed as a sole proprietor, which is a single member LLC, a partnership, which is a multi-member LLC, an S corporation, which means that LLC now elects with the IRS, if they qualify, to have that LLC treated as an S corporation. The beauty of this is now that LLC can take a paycheck from the LLC. With a regular LLC, that's a disregarded entity, meaning that if it's taxed as a sole prop or a partnership, members of an LLC with an LLC that taxed as a sole proprietor or partnership cannot be an employee of that LLC. They must take a paycheck in the form of a draw. What does that mean? It means higher self-employment taxes for those members. Whereas if that LLC elects to be taxed as an S corp or a C corp, that LLC member can now, as an LLC taxed as an S corp or a C corporation, take a paycheck instead of a draw from that LLC, lowering their self-employment taxes. So this is what we talk when we talk about flexible tax elections with an LLC. Mm-hmm. The flexibility allows owners to change tax treatment as the business grows and based on their needs. Now, there's also another benefit, wide deductible expenses. LLC owners can deduct ordinary business expenses such as home office expense, business travel, equipment, marketing, professional services, health insurance premiums. These deductions reduce taxable income. Another benefit is qualified business income, also referred to as QBI deduction. Under the 20% QBI deduction, many LLC owners can deduct up to 20% of qualified business income. What do we mean by this? Here's an example. If profits from that LLC equal $100,000, you may deduct $20,000 before calculating taxes. This is huge. So
It's
these
big.
are, yeah, it's pretty
I was going to
huge.
say, if you're in a 20, that's saying $2,000-$3,000 just on that alone. If it's just 20,000, yeah.
So in summary, LLCs have a lot of benefits when it comes to taxes, but let's also talk about the flexibility and the paperwork of the LLC. LLCs are very simple to form. You form what are called articles of organization with the state office. And then the single piece of document that really is the rules of how that LLC is operated is by way of the LLC operating agreement. Now, we can sit here and have a segment with you, Steve, just on LLCs because there are different types of LLCs. For purposes of this podcast, I'm really, really keeping it simple. With LLCs, it's really flexibility of how the LLC is taxed. It's also flexibility and the minimal administrative responsibilities that are associated with an LLC. And all of this and more, we can help you at CorpNet form it for yourself or your hundreds of thousands of clients in any of the 50 states, including payroll setup, tax setup, whatever you need. So that's an LLC and its tax benefits in a nutshell. Any questions,
Oh
Steve?
yeah, totally. First question from our I always call them clients, but they're our listeners. And
Sure.
basically, you know what? People are told all the time to put a rental property in an LLC,
Yes.
and for tax purposes, but also for asset protection purposes.
Yes.
Now, so how is this a benefit for tax purposes and asset protection?
So oftentimes, this is a great question, by the way, and that's why we call we have what is called real estate LLCs, okay? Because with a real estate LLC, the taxes are treated very, very similarly. It's really defined by how that business is being treated, okay? If that LLC is being set up where the real estate is being placed within the LLC so that it's getting passive income, there's tax benefits with that. Obviously, for purposes of this, podcast, I'm not a tax professional, so I'm talking in general terms. However, the main benefit of having a real estate LLC is because the property itself is being protected and it's giving the owner of that real estate peace of mind by, God forbid, if somebody gets hurt on the property. It's limited to that particular plot property being in that LLC and not to all of their other assets and whatever they own. So, any piece of real estate, we're always recommending an LLC for a real estate. Number one, tax benefits because it's flexible and the real estate owner can decide how they want to get taxed, especially like. One thing is like the LLC being taxed as an S corp. If that owner that owns the real estate is very active within that real estate piece of property, and working there full time, so instead of taking a draw, they can take a paycheck and minimize their taxes. The other big one with real estate LLC, it's a piece of property. We want it in a real estate. We want it in an LLC because. With a real estate piece of property, we don't want so much administrative responsibilities and formalities. So hence, that's why real estate LLCs are so big. And it's also great because many real estate developers and professionals oftentimes buy a piece of property, they upgrade it and they flip it. So LLCs can easily be dissolved, and we always say, the LLC follows the property. So when that property gets sold or upgraded or it's a quick flip, we can dissolve the LLC. And the one caveat I will say here is do not put multiple properties in one LLC.
Folks, you want to stick with us. We're right back with more Nelly and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthy or happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. Again, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you enjoy the stories of helpful inside information on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to check out our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AM/FM 247, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can always follow us at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton on the Insiders Club. Get the guest gift. Check out Nelly. You're going to want to listen to this 5-6 times to make sure you get it right. I want to bring back to Nelly. Nelly, thanks again for being with us today.
Of course. Absolutely. And I'm really loving the vibe and energy with you and the audience in this podcast. And, you know, we just talked about the benefits of the LLC. And I know you have a lot of questions that go along with the LLC, but I wanted to quickly brush over the tax benefits of an S corporation. Okay, great. So we talked about the tax benefits of the LLC. I know there's a bunch of questions that are coming in regarding LLCs in specific, and we're going to go ahead and answer those. But before I forget about S corporations, let's get it to you. Let's get that information to you so you have something to compare and contrast and decide whether you as a business owner want to go the LLC route or the S corporation route. So again, I want to reiterate, an S-Corp is not a type of entity. It's a tax classification that's given to a corporation or LLC. What that means is the entity itself has to be set up as a corporation or an LLC to begin with. And then if the qualifications to elect for that corporation or LLC are met, as they're delineated by the IRS, then that corporation can be taxed as an S-Corp or the LLC can be taxed as an S-Corp. The way a corporation or LLC applies for S-Corporation election is through the IRS, and it's via Form 2553 that the members or shareholders of a corp or an LLC have to fill out, they have to execute, and they have to submit to the IRS within a deadline. For existing corporations and LLCs, there's a deadline coming up, which this year happens to be March 16, 2026. So if you're an existing corporation or LLC and have not been elected as an S-Corp for your corporation or LLC and you want to be taxed as an S-Corp, you still have time, but you have to make that election on or before March 16, 2026. For newly formed corporations and LLCs, the S-Corporation election deadline is within 75 days from the date the corporation was formed at the Secretary of State's office, from the time the corporation or LLC had a filing date with the Secretary of State's office in their state. So you got 75 days for newly formed corporations and LLCs, and that deadline of March 16 doesn't apply to you. Now let's talk about the tax benefits of an S corporation. An S corporation is not a business structure, as I've been talking about, but a tax election that an LLC or corporation can make to save on taxes. Really, what you're doing here is avoiding double taxation as a corporation, and then for an LLC, avoiding higher self-employment taxes. The biggest advantage for an LLC to be taxed as an S-Corp if they qualify is not having to pay higher self-employment taxes. Because in the previous segment, we talked about LLCs by default are taxed as a sole proprietor if it's a single member LLC, or a partnership if they're a multi-member LLC. And generally by default, members of an LLC cannot be employees of an LLC and therefore cannot take a paycheck out of the LLC. The only way they can pay themselves is in the form of a draw, which as a result, they'll be subject to paying higher self-employment taxes. By having that LLC elect to be taxed as a C-Corp if they don't qualify as an S-Corp, or if they qualify, taxed as an S-Corp, they're basically allowing that LLC to now put themselves as members of the LLC on payroll and take a paycheck from the LLC, reducing their self-employment taxes. So first and foremost benefit is reduced self-employment taxes when it comes to LLCs. LLC owners normally pay self-employment tax about 15.3% on all profits. With an S-Corp, if that LLC elects to be taxed as an S-Corp, owners must pay themselves a reasonable salary. Salary is subject to payroll taxes, but the remaining profits are distributions not subject to self-employment tax. So here's an example. I love examples because I feel like that's how you get it. Let's say the profit for the LLC is $150,000, the salary is $70,000, and the distribution is $80,000. The self-employment tax applies only to that $70,000, not the full $150,000. Okay, and this can save thousands per year. The other benefit is that with an LLC, it's a pass-through taxation. So like an LLC, S-Corps also avoid double taxation. Profits pass through to the owner's personal tax return. There's also the benefit of the potential QBI deduction. S-Corp owners can still qualify for 20% QBI, qualified business income deduction on their profits. And then number four is retirement contribution opportunities. S-Corp owners can contribute to solo 401ks and then the SEP IRA. So these are basically the benefits of an S corporation as, opposed to an LLC. Now, simple rule of thumb that I want to share here is that many accountants and financial advisors recommend that a business owner start with an LLC as a rule of thumb and then elect S-Corp taxation once profits exceed $70,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. And that's where the self-employment tax savings usually outweigh the extra payroll admin costs. So it's important for you to know, if especially you're an up-and-coming business owner and really, really want to know, okay, when do I really need to consider taking my sole proprietorship, or even if I'm starting out as a business owner, when do I really need to consider putting it into a corporation, albeit it be an S-Corp or an LLC taxed as an S-Corp. So that's my spiel on S-Corp and tax benefits. So you have something to kind of compare and contrast to. I know there was a question earlier, Steve, about, key benefits of using LLCs for real estate.
Yep.
And we can talk about that and really, go deep dive, go deeper and dive deeper into that, and then talking about LLCs and IRAs.
No, perfect. So what I'd like to talk about, especially when it comes to real estate, is so many people, they've gone to the seminars and, how to purchase real estate using your IRA, how to purchase gold using your IRA. Gold's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. But when it comes to real estate, many people are professing, hey, you know what? You want to set up an LLC. You get the member shares, you put those member shares just like you would like any type of stock or something inside the IRA, and you do it that way. So, you know what, how does this benefit somebody with an IRA? What is the rationale for doing it like that?
Okay. So what you're referring to is commonly called a self-directed IRA LLC structure, often known as a checkbook control IRA, okay? And it's a strategy that many real estate investors use to invest their retirement funds into things like real estate, private deals, startups, or loans, okay? And here's how it generally works. Self-directed IRAs plus an LLC business structure, really, it's a way of a checkbook control, is how I see it. The idea is that your IRA owns an LLC and the LLC then makes investments, okay? So the key benefit here is that the LLC gives you checkbook control so you can invest quickly as a business owner that has IRA, like funds in an IRA, without waiting for a custodian approval every time. And I saw this happen with a client actually recently. So the step-by-step setup process for this is you want to open the self-directed IRA, okay? So you must move your retirement funds to the self-directed IRA custodian, not a regular brokerage firm. Form the LLC, okay, in the state where you're planning on owning the real estate, okay? An LLC generally is created specifically for that IRA investment. And important points to note here is that the IRA is the owner member of the LLC. And then you, as the owner of the IRA, is typically a manager of that LLC. And then the LLC operating agreement also needs to establish that as well and reference that and must be IRA compliant. So third step is the IRA funds the LLC. What we're talking about here is the IRA custodian sends the money from your IRA into the LLC bank account. So for example, the IRA invests $300,000 into the LLC. The LLC then opens up the bank account, okay? And then the fourth step is generally the LLC makes the investment. Now the LLC can invest directly. What are we talking about here? Examples of how this money can be moved along is buying real property, invest in private real estate deals, make private loans, invest in startups, buy tax liens, invest in syndications. All profits in any of the investment strategies that I just talked about, all profits go back to the LLC, which is owned by the IRA. And really, the major benefits of setting this up in this way is that there's a tax deferred or tax-free growth. Okay, what are we talking about here when we're talking about tax deferred or tax-free growth? Because the IRA owns the LLC, profits grow tax-free just like a traditional IRA and or tax-free just like a traditional Roth IRA. So here's another example. You buy property for, let's say, $200,000, okay? And you sell it for $400,000. The gain that you make, the $200,000 gain you make, that gain stays inside the IRA without capital gains tax.
Have one question, but we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more
Sure.
next.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We're back talking with Nellie Acap, and she is the founder and CEO of CorpDebt.com. And we've been talking all about incorporating LLCs, you know, all sorts of stuff. But one of the big things I have a question on, and many of our listeners do, is that operating agreement.
It's big. It's huge.
So let's talk about how should people be looking at that, set that up? Because there's a lot of people, and don't get this wrong, no offense to anybody, but we're all simple. Okay. So we don't know what an operating agreement is, why we'd have it. We just know we need to have an LLC. So help us with the operating agreement, what that means, what people should be thinking about when they're doing that.
Okay. So let me put it this way for you. Okay. Whether you're operating your business entity as a corporation or an LLC, and then specifically right now, we're talking about the LLC operating agreement, but also let's not forget about corporations, specifically if that corporation is elected to be an S corporation. The LLC operating agreement is the Bible and the set of rules that basically delineate how that LLC is going to be run, how the members are going to be investing within the LLC, how the investors have a relationship to each other. We call them LLC members, what their rules and responsibilities are to the LLC, how they're going to take profits out of the LLC. Okay. So think about the LLC operating agreement as basically a informational set of rules and laws as how to operate that LLC on a day-to-day basis, okay? And how I look at an LLC operating agreement is one of the most important documents for any type of limited liability company. It is essentially the internal rule book for how the LLC operates, how decisions are made, how profits are distributed, how LLC members infuse, you know, investments and their share into the LLC. Even states where it's not legally required to have an LLC operating agreement, my position on this, that it is strongly recommended for any LLC in any state to have and draft an operating agreement and have it on file at your principal place of business. You never understand how important it is until you're at the wrong end of a legal battle. And that's how I explain this. So my position on this is, I don't care who tells you what, LLC operating agreements are critical to the viability of your LLC and keeping your LLC in compliance. Now,
so folks, before you go on, Nellie, let me just add this. One of our listeners wrote in that the operating agreement they had was very vague.
Yes.
And as a result, they got sued.
Yep.
And they got sued because it was vague and things didn't turn out the way people spoke about.
Yeah.
And you know, as a result, it is very, very painful and very costly.
Yes.
The other end, if everything is really well laid out.
Yes.
How people are getting paid, when they're going to get paid, how the business operates, who
handles
what, who audits this and who does that. There's no gripes. It just is what it is.
It is what it is. And guess what? It can be created. When we create an LLC operating agreement for our clients or business partners that are representing multi-clients, our LLC operating agreements are state specific. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the LLC operating agreement to be an effective LLC operating agreement, really, it needs to be a legal document that outlines ownership structure, okay, of that LLC, membership responsibilities to not only the LLC, but if there are multiple members, to each and one another, management structure of that LLC. That's something we haven't covered so far, but it's that in and of itself can be a 1 hour podcast, but the management structure of an LLC, you can have LLCs that are by default member managed, or you can have an LLC that's manager managed. So it's really important that that operating agreement specifies how the management structure of that LLC is. Also, profit and loss allocations, voting rights, procedures for major decisions. What happens if a member leaves or dies? So think of the LLC operating agreement as the constitution of the LLC, you know? So that's kind of how I like to explain why it's so important. And then in addition to that, the critical nature of why the LLC operating agreement is so important, other than what goes into the LLC operating agreement, is number one, it really protects your limited liability. That, you know, you've gone and spent so much money to create the LLC in the first place to have limited liability protection. And therefore, one of the biggest reasons to have an operating agreement is to help maintain the LLC's liability protection. What do we mean by this? Well, courts want to use and want to see that the business is a separate legal entity, you know, from its owners. And an operating agreement, when clearly drafted properly, demonstrates that the company has formal governance and structure separate and apart from its business owners. Without one, it really becomes easier for courts to pierce the corporate veil. What do we mean by that? There's a shield around you as the owner of that LLC. And without without the compliance filings that go with, you know, operating an LLC, we're talking about in the case of not having a properly drafted operating agreement, it's easy for the courts to say, hey, this LLC is not being properly, run by its members. And we're going to pierce the corporate veil and go after the individual's members and hold them personally liable. Next benefit of the importance and the criticality of having an LLC operating agreement is you can definitely clearly define ownership percentages within that operating agreement. You can clarify how management is going to be structured. You can prevent disputes between owners. What do we mean by this? Well, many business disputes happen because there's these expectations that were never documented, you know? With the agreement in place, it answers key questions such as, for example, what happens if a partner wants to leave? What if a member dies? Can ownership interest be sold? How major decisions are made? Is there voting rights? So having these rules in writing prevents expansive legal battles later between and amongst the LLC.
Hey, Nellie, I know we have about 3 or 4 minutes here, but sure. I would love for you to get into the business compliance, that things that people need to do each and every year. Because people, you know, we had a number of people write in and says, I didn't realize I needed to do this. And I just kind of blew this whole thing open, created myself tax problems and all sorts of things by not being in compliance. So what are the things that people need to file and do each and every year? Yeah. And then, you know what, I think that would be, you know, you've already talked about what's involved, and that's a big question, but the compliance is a gigantic thing because you can set it all up, but that's the back end.
Yeah, great question. I love the question. It's critical because, again, it goes back to if we're forming a corporation or LLC and spending all this money to bring the entity into existence, your job is not done by just forming the LLC or corporation. Every LLC and S corporation has ongoing annual compliance requirements to stay in good standing, not only with the state office, but with the IRS as well. So missing any of these compliance formalities can lead to penalties, loss of liability protection, or even administrative dissolution by the state for that corporation or LLC. So I've clearly broken it down for you of the key compliance requirements that each LLC or S-Corp should abide by on a yearly basis, with the first being annual reports, also referred to as a statement of information. That's a state requirement. So think of for any corporation or LLC that's being formed, the state will require you at the anniversary of that corporation in general. Some have different rules. Like for California requires an initial statement of information and an annual. Some states require biannual, but generally speaking, most states require you to form some sort of an annual statement of information, also referred to as an annual report, for that corporation or LLC. And what it is the purpose of this is that the state updates its records on the company, whether it's the business address, the registered agent, the officers, managers, or ownership information. And typical cost for an annual report ranges per state, you know, the filing fee varies from state to state, but it's anywhere from $20 to $500, depending on the state and the business entity. The next one is franchise taxes or state business taxes, if it's required by your state. Many states charge an annual franchise tax or a privilege tax to just for the fact of you as a business owner operating within that state. So, for example, in the state of California, for LLCs, they charge an $800 minimum annual tax. Delaware Corps, there's a franchise tax due for corporations on March 1st. And if you miss it by one day, there's an immediate $200 penalty. Texas, there's a franchise tax report each year. So even if the company has no income, the tax may still be required. Keep in mind. And then there's federal tax filings. Businesses must file federal tax returns each year. With LLCs, there's default taxation. Single member LLCs, typically they file on their owner's personal tax return, which is via Schedule C Form 1040. Multi-member LLCs file what is called the Form 1065 partnership return. With S corporations, it's a little different. S corps file Form 1120S, and they must also issue what is called a Schedule K-1 to each shareholder. And then last, there's some other requirements too, like payroll and reasonable salary. If you have employees, or if you yourself as a shareholder or member of the LLC are paying yourself through a paycheck, you have to set up payroll tax accounts, and you have to run payroll. You have to pay payroll taxes. You have to file the payroll reports, whether it's quarterly or yearly. And then registered agent maintenance is critical. In order for any corporation or LLC to be in compliance at the state level on a yearly basis, your registered agent must be either an individual 18 or older with a physical address within the state that the LLC or corporation is operating, or you can use a commercial agent such as CorpNet that you'll never have to worry about. We're always there. We're always giving you information real time. We're accepting service of process on your behalf, and you never have to worry about, oh my God, I don't have to change that address with the state because we're a commercial agent and our addresses are always updated with the state office.
Nelly, that's a perfect segue. We're almost done with our last segment.
Sure.
I would just like you to talk to people how they can get a hold of corpnet.com, how you can help them. What's a typical cost for filing on an LLC or setting up one?
Typical
cost.
Have
a minute to go, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really been a pleasure being on this podcast. For any of you who like to work with us and the team here at CorpNet, visit us at www.corpnet.com. You can call us at 1-888-449-2638, or you can simply email us to info@corpnet.com. Any of you coming from saving, from this podcast, on your first order, you get an extra 15% discount. So mention
Steve
and Saving Steve's podcast, and we will apply a 15% coupon on your initial order. For those of you who are financial or tax advisors, CPAs, or accountants, we also have a great partner program where you can partner with us and offer our services to your clients, either as a white label reseller, where you get our services at a wholesale discount of up to 30%, or if you don't want to be the middleman, you can simply refer your clients to us and we'll give you a referral fee or pass on the discount to your clients. But feel free to reach out to us anytime. We're here, we're at your service. And answering your question, Steve, typically the cost to form an LLC in any state for a full turnkey package. Our service fee is $269 for standard filings plus the state fees in that state. So,
wow, that's like less than 10% of what an attorney charges. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the internet address for CorpNet?
www.corpnet.com. That's www.corpnet.com.
Nellie, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been wonderful. Folks, this is Nellie Acap. She is the founder and CEO of CorpNet, and she's just kind of schooled us all on LLCs, S-Corps, and things like that. So you're definitely going to want to listen to this three or four times. So folks, stick with us, and we'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. I do want to thank our syndicators, AMFM 247, BBS Network, all of our networks. I appreciate you. Share us with your friends and family on YouTube and many others. So folks, the big thing I want to get to in this last segment, and you know what? We want to start digging a little bit deeper dive here when it comes to the effects of AI. Artificial intelligence is no longer theoretical. The question is not whether disruption is coming. The real question is whether you understand how your portfolio is positioned for it. Okay, last week I spoke of Mr. Dorsey at Block, the Cash App company, laying off 40% of the workforce, 4,000 people, citing AI efficiencies. Basically said everybody was lost their job due to AI. The stock soared on the news as investors only focused on lower costs and higher projected margins. At the same time, Amodi, the CEO of Anthropic, warned AI could eliminate up to 50% of the entry-level white-collar jobs. In a severe adoption scenario, some forecasts have suggested unemployment could spike to 10 to 20% within the next 5 years. For shareholders, it equals possible increase in profits. For workers, it can mean significant displacement. If a layoff spikes rapidly, consumer spending can weaken. A large decrease in consumption would likely pressure GDP and increase recession risk in the short term. Here's the part. This is called uncertainty. Disruption is coming fast and furious. Now is the time for thoughtful and intelligent adjustments to your portfolio. This is where you want to put the guardrails on it. This is where you want to make small, intelligent strategy adjustments to make sure you're still handle this, because that's uncertainty. It's about keeping your lifestyle intact, your legacy intact. You know what? Now is the time for you to hear this. I mean, when I started hearing about Mr. Dorsey, my son is an electrical engineer, has a master's degree. But sooner or later, AI is going to affect his business. In fact, it already is. A number of management people have gotten laid off just because of AI, and they're keeping certain people. He's just happy he's being kept. So it's very important. You look at what's going on, understand the impact. And this is also a great time to have what's called a exit strategy. When all this starts happening, people are going to love the profits and all that stuff. But when the people getting laid off, it starts getting caught up. This is the time that you want to have a precise exit strategy, not because you're timing the market or anything like that, but to make sure you keep your lifestyle and your legacy intact for not only the short term, but for the long term. That said, folks, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.